Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago. Jen Sabella joins us this morning. Let's start with the latest on that Norwood Park Alderman Jim Gardner. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. So there's more drama in the 45th Ward. Alderman Jim Gardner, who's currently under several investigations by the FBI and the state's attorney general's office, is once again being investigated, this time by Chicago police. There is a video that's out that shows him basically just pulling up to an opponent's campaign team, and the video doesn't really show what went down specifically, but his truck pulls up in front of somebody's house, and the volunteer for Marja Tomic, who's running against Gardner in the 45th Ward, said that he was threatened by the alderman for collecting signatures there. One of several times the alderman has been accused of kind of going after his rivals on the northwest side. He has denied the allegations and basically just said that the video was altered, even though it's just a Ring camera video, and Block Club has the original footage at blockclubchicago.org.
Block Club recently followed some migrants sent to Chicago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so a few months ago we heard, like starting in August, about 3,700 immigrants from Texas, the Texas border, were bused to Chicago. This is part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's kind of political stunt to send immigrants to Democrat-run cities. Our reporters teamed up with Borderless, which is another nonprofit newsroom in the city, and we followed some of these migrants as they tried to build a life for themselves in Chicago. So if you go to our site right now, we have profiles on about 10 people who made this journey. Most of them came from Venezuela, and some of them had never even heard of Chicago, and they found themselves here and trying to find work and a place to live. And it's just a really moving story that, you know, we see the headlines of the struggle of these immigrants coming over from Venezuela, but to hear their stories is just really powerful. So I highly suggest checking it out.
BlockClubChicago.org. Now on to the really important story of the day, the update on the turkey sighting in Beverly.
Yes. So this is my neighborhood, and Beverly had a turkey sighting a few years ago that captivated the neighborhood. Then around Thanksgiving, another one was sighted, and people were posting all over social media. They named the turkey Lucky. It turns out it is not a wild turkey, but it was a domesticated bronze turkey hen, which someone may have kept as a pet and then released. It was ultimately captured, and it's being put in a sanctuary for animals that need saving, that aren't meant to be on our dining room tables or meant to be wild. So somebody who lives in Indiana, actually, she heard from a neighbor. She's from Beverly. She came down and rescued the bird. So no more wild turkey in Beverly, but he's in good shape.
Was that the talk of your neighborhood, Jen?
It was, yeah. People get really excited about all the wildlife down here. We have foxes in the yards, coyotes, turkeys. It's kind of shocking to be in the city, but it feels like a little bit wild down here. I love it.
Now I thought your lead story today, and I suspected you'd have your entire staff working on this, Lou Malnati's opening up at Fullerton and Kimball in the former home of a laundromat. They didn't announce when they were going to open up, but they are coming to Logan Square. So I guess this means you'll never be more than 5 minutes away from Malnati's Pizza.
Exactly. Yeah, they're everywhere. It's controversial. I'm a Pequod's girl. My sister's a Lou Malnati's girl. It's a fight that will continue.
Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.